when Jude writes that what we're called to do is to contend for the faith that has been delivered to the saints of God once. It's final. It's finished. And now what we do is we don't add to it. We don't take from it. We contend for it. We contend for what God gave us.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast. Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, in this podcast, we seek to answer any question you might have about doctrine, faith, practice, or even challenging Bible verses and the like. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, if you have a question you'd like Pastor Richard to answer, then just leave a comment for us below this video, find us on Twitter or Instagram, or even send an email from our website, straighttruth.net. And there at that website, you can find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Okay, Pastor, the question for this episode is about new revelation. The question is this: does God give new revelation beyond what the Bible actually says? So we know, we've said in other episodes that the canon of Scripture was completed when the book of Revelation was written, maybe AD 90, about that time,
right,
by the Apostle John. But sometimes you hear people say they're inspired by God. Maybe even others say they have received revelation from God in the forms of visions or dreams or those sorts of things. So what's your answer? Does God give new revelation beyond what the Bible says?
No, he doesn't. And we need to always appreciate the uniqueness of what is the canon, the uniqueness of the biblical books that we have. Even when you consider how we came to have the books in the Bible that we have, we need to remember that they don't have authority because some authority outside the Bible gave them that, but they have inherent authority. There was something about the books themselves that said to us, this is the Word of God. And as the church went through a process of settling on the New Testament canon, for example, you know, there was a strict set of guidelines by which they evaluated those books. You know, apostolic authority, did an apostle write this or a close associate of an apostle, orthodoxy, everything we find in this book accord with what we know the New Testament truth is or the Word of God is. Usefulness in the church, is it widely circulated? Are the churches, have they made use of this letter? And so there was a debate that went on, but all they were debating about was, do we recognize in these letters an inherent authority, this uniqueness? And so when the book of Revelation was done, and as over a period of years, as the church came to a consensus of recognizing what already had authority, so the canon was complete in AD 90. Mm-hmm. I mean, the canon was complete when the book of Revelation was finished. Mm-hmm. The church just came to recognize what that canon was. Mm-hmm. And so these books are unique. The thought that this is still going on, you know, is folly. You have 2,000 years of church history. God hasn't left his church without what it needs. So this is not, no, God is not giving revelation in the same sense.
So what's the difference then between revelation for the biblical authors and say that somebody being inspired by God today to write something?
Yeah, I mean, when I said that he doesn't give revelation in the same sense, I would edit that to say he doesn't give revelation. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? The difference, there's what we mean by inspiration is not that someone had especially sharp thoughts on that day, or they felt a special sense of emotion on that day. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really their best work. No, inspiration means God breathed, the very product of the Spirit of God himself, making use of the human authors as the New Testament writers were writing, the Old Testament writers. I mean, God is making use of those men and their personalities, yet he superintended the process in such a way that what they wrote were his very words. So if you ask, you know, who wrote the book of Romans, the correct answer is Paul. The correct answer is also the Holy Spirit. Which part did Paul write? Which part did the Spirit of God write? The answer is yes. Paul wrote it all. The Spirit of God was at work in it all. So that what Paul gave us was the product of the Spirit of God's work. There is nothing like that happening today. That is not what happens when someone writes an especially moving song, or they write a book on parenting that's really helpful. In fact, the measure of what we write or sing or anything else today is, it's faithfulness to the scripture, the inspired words of scripture. That's the task of what of our work today. Mm-hmm. Does it accord with the Bible? The mm-hmm. test of any sermon, is it faithful to the scriptures? The sure. test of any song, is it faithful to the scriptures? Mm-hmm. So everything now is measured by the word of God.
At the end of the book of Revelation, John writes, and this is obviously Jesus inspiring in this way and communicating these revelations to John, but he writes, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to them, God will add these plagues, or if anyone takes away from them, from the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life. So maybe in context, this refers to the book of Revelation, but is that same, does that similarly apply to all of the revelation of God in this?
It does. It does. And as people have rightly pointed out, contextually, that probably refers to the book of Revelation itself. But the God who gave the book of Revelation also gave it last. Mm-hmm. And providentially, those words would apply to everything that he gave. Mm-hmm. What God gives is not to be messed with. It's not to be added to or taken away from. And again, the book of Jude anticipates this when Jude writes that what we're called to do is to contend for the faith that has been delivered to the saints of God once. It's final. It's finished. And now what we do is we don't add to it. We don't take from it. We contend for it. We contend for what God gave us.
So there are some, we could say, religions in our culture today that claim a new and special revelation from God. Is that on that basis alone, we reject those religions?
Absolutely. One of the ways you recognize the true church is sola scriptura. Mm-hmm. Everything's measured by scripture. Mm-hmm. So when you have a religious organization that has some external authority outside of scripture.
What are some of those?
Okay. Well, for example, in Roman Catholicism, the church actually has a sense of authority over the scriptures. This is why the Pope can make pronouncements that are considered to be authoritative, even if his pronouncements don't represent anything found in Scripture, or if his pronouncements actually disagree with Scripture. Mm. So the Roman Church believes in purgatory, for example. You don't find that in Scripture. Mm-hmm. The idea of confessing your sins to a human priest today, that's not a New Testament truth, but the Church practices this. Mm-hmm. And so that would be one example. Mormonism is an example. Yep. So you have the Book of Mormon, the Pearl of Great Price, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Watchtower organization, and all the material that they would put out that people are taught by that disagrees with Scripture, but there's an authority attached to that. So any religious organization that claims some sort of revelation outside of the Old New Testament, they're to be rejected.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, we'd love for you to pass this episode around to friends and family, so please like and subscribe to this podcast. You can find it in the podcast app of your choice, but also you can find links to all of our social media channels by going to our website, straighttruth.net. You'll find links to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. Also at the website, you can find links to all of Pastor Richard's books and merchandise and contact information. Now, Straight Truth is listener-supported. So if you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, you'll find that at the website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.